Hello, everyone. This is Peter Granich on Sunday, October 20th. It is a little after 11 a.m. here on the East Coast. As always, this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and read all my disclosures. Having been in and around the financial arena now for over 40 years, I am certain of three things: death, taxes, and many will suffer from America's worst ever economic, social, and political era that is only now in its earliest stages. When 2022 began, I stated that because America had already entered its worst era, I believed the normal choices by investors, happily sold to them by so-called financial professionals, stocks and bonds, would not be the best choices for capital gains and safety going forward through at least the end of 2024. And I certainly didn't believe then, and even more so now, that the greatest single hyped investment product in man's history, Bitcoin, was not the answer either. Instead, I chose something that has worked for a few thousand years to both preserve both wealth and purchasing power, gold. I said it would outperform Wall Street's usual suspects, stocks and bonds, and would prove to be far more stable and long-lasting than the latest investment product that will end up making those touting it far richer than those who actually buy it because of the touts, Bitcoin. My choice was gold. The end result? Gold has outperformed the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the 10-year T-bond, both from January 1st, 2022, and for all of 2024 up until now. Oh, and Bitcoin, which spent much of 2021 around $60,000, while all the cult leaders then were calling it a relic and far things worse, touting that you should sell gold immediately for their greatest Ponzi scheme of all time, well, that would have been very costly to those gold holders who would have listened to these 21st century snake oil salesmen who now say their choice is going to be worth millions, if not much more, but has gone nowhere as fast during gold's dramatic rally up until now. But in a world where you're only as good as your last call, I believe gold has become far more than just the great gains it's afforded those who listened. I believe one should now focus more on capital preservation than capital appreciation. It won't be how much you make, but how much you don't lose that will separate the winners from the losers. I believe gold has a far less chance of losing a good portion of its gains, but I can't say the same for the stock market. Because I believe we're in a melt-up phase before a long period of sideways to down for most investment vehicles, my interest is not for the next day, week, or even month, but for several years to come. You know, I have shared 10 key reasons for my view, and it's noted in a blog post that I linked to below entitled, "You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat." But as alarming as those factors are, three additional major concerns now are playing out before our eyes that greatly increase my concerns even higher. While the war with Ukraine and Russia is old news to some, I believe it's more dangerous now than ever before, with Ukraine becoming more desperate and the North Koreans now taking a role on Russia's side. This comes as North Korea itself is ratcheting up its usual war drums to levels that are now truly dangerous, including war with South Korea. The Middle East, meanwhile, is absolutely at its most dangerous level in decades and has all the potential to lead to World War III. That's not rhetoric, but sadly fact. China's leader, meanwhile, has now told its people directly to prepare for war while it recently surrounded Taiwan and is clearly not playing around there anymore. In addition, it's challenging others in that area of the world that will not be some simple conflict if and when it occurs. And with all of this and more, we have a truly incompetent commander-in-chief with a second in line far worse than that. And make no mistake about it, our enemies are keenly aware of this, and what it would be for them to be going up against those two dumb and dumber now versus if Trump wins and is president of the United States within 90 days. Obviously, with the election just a little over 2 weeks from now, we should all not be surprised by anything. And I do mean anything. Evil people become more desperate as their goalposts move further away, so expect the unexpected. Yes, a Trump win will certainly can minimally slow the inevitable down, while a Harris win assures the inevitable and sooner than later. While I feel very good about my record, there remains one last box marked incomplete. Gold has indeed been the best performing asset. Check. Major mining shares have done very nicely. Check. Junior resource stocks, including a couple of my favorites, not there, at least yet. I've included below two charts from someone worth following on X named Oliver Groby, and he has correctly notes on these charts that even the juniors have bottomed and are turning up at or near breakout points. As I noted in my blog post linked to below, one piece to the puzzle still missing is the title. Between now and year end, I am now fully confident to say no ifs, buts, or ends. The bottom in the juniors is in or will be in. Jeff Clark makes some excellent points in the video of his that I included in that blog post, and it's an absolute must-watch for anyone involved with junior resource stocks. I will speak to these stocks primarily on my X page and in videos posted on my YouTube channel. Now, I remind all who are listening, this is not an advisory service. My important single most reason for doing this is for clients of our financial planning group and longtime friends and followers to know all at once and without any favorites jumping the line what my latest personal observations are on markets and related matters and what I may or may not be doing for myself. Please don't send emails and other types of messages seeking individual advice. I will not respond to them. I will respond to clients who seek counsel. It's critical to follow me on X as it's absolutely the best and easiest way for me to share my thoughts. Please remember, I'm not at all concerned about what the market may do tomorrow or in the coming days, but I'm deeply concerned about the next few years and how many folks are financially and mentally totally unprepared for what I envision. I do believe a less is more approach to a financial plan that focuses maximizing cash flow efficiencies and not chasing fantasy net worth dreams. Spend less than you take in and become less, not more dependent on government services, which are definitely going to shrink and whatever left in them be much more costly. Peace be with you.